This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
All right. Well, Roger Stone is, you know, really pessimistic here next to me. I hope he's wrong. Mike Adams is going to be co-hosting with us the rest of the hour. I'm going to do two more segments with him and take calls, and Michael Foley take over. And then in the fourth hour, we've got a lot of folks joining us as well. Roger Stone will be back. I'd encourage Mike to continue on with him if he'd like. And then we've got Owen Benjamin, Mike Cernovich, Matt Bracken, and many others. I'll be here throughout the evening. I'm going to go vote in about 2 hours. And that should be interesting. And then we just had George Papadopoulos on with a huge global exclusive. He wanted to come on here and say, I'm not a traitor, because I guess I had fingered him as possibly being one of the moles. So that was a big exclusive. But I'd already said that I thought he was an honorable guy once he went public. Now they've since tried to set me up. So we go to phone calls, and we're continuing here. Roger was telling me, don't have a heart attack during the break. You know, I'm going to talk about this briefly at the start of the next segment. And I'm going to be the best I can about it, okay? But I'm going to explain why I've been like this the last few months. And I think it's really the heart of why we're either going to win this fight or lose this fight. Because when you, I'll say it next segment. I'm going to introduce Mike. Who to go to next? My God, there's so many great callers here. Vote GOP, the election media lies, Willie, midterms, the election, Robert, local report election, Michael, elections, Marco, Alabama, locker up, military tribunal. That's what, I mean, I'm never even into that stuff. I'm against all that. But when you're in this type of crisis, when you're supposed to do it, let's start to Marco in Alabama. Because how do you, when you're not an extremist, meet extreme tyranny with your normal system? You don't. And that's pretty much where I've gone, Marco. Go ahead.
I can't believe this. The boys in the shop aren't going to believe I'm talking to you. Let's rage, brother.
Go ahead, man. What's on your mind?
Roger, man, dude, you can't be so freaking weak, bro. We got to take this, man. I want to see some blood walking. I want to see restitution for the civil disobediences on the part of the media. I want to see the criminals in government in the clutches of U.S. marshals. I want to see the fear in their eyes. I want to see the worry that they're going to go to get. Oh, I want to see it. Man, I'm telling you, Alex, man. Dude, this is so hype, man. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good. You sound like Hulk Hogan calling in, but I'm pretty hyped up, too.
Man, dude, today is going to be a great day. A big, beautiful, fiery candy apple red Marlboro red wave, baby. That's what I'm talking about, man. I want to see Gitmo transfers. I want to see capital punishment. Do you guys think, dude, that Donald Trump, dude, will freaking Pearl Harbor these Democrats, dude, if they win?
All right, Marco, I appreciate the call. Look, what do you think happens today? And again, how do we respond to the intelligence agencies seized by foreign powers working with China openly? I mean, I'm not a martial law type guy, but they've already put us into a form of martial law.
No, I think that's the million-dollar question. What is it the president is going to do either way, whether he wins the House or whether he loses it? Is he going to clean house at the Justice Department, which is the key to the internet censorship issue, to all of these issues, really? It is time to find out whether the deep state clique that is surrounding the president is going to undo his presidency, or whether Donald Trump, who at heart is a patriot and completely understands where this country has to go, who's brought our economy back beyond any projection of the so-called experts, is going to double down and bring America back. It's a key question.
That's right. It's bigger than the election is Trump starting to use his executive power, which he should have used while he had the trifecta, but I think we're going to hold on to it. Mike Adams calls coming up. It's election day. We're going 34 hours right through tomorrow. Talk about nail biter. I have never, never, never had more, not even anxiety. I am just like explosively on fire.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks ask me why I'm so upset on air and off air, and it's because I can metaphysically, at a spiritual and genetic level, know this fork in the road is one of the most important in human history. As all over the planet, people against the big banker money, the Chi-Com money, the EU dictatorship money, the Hollywood poison, say no and vote for capitalists and nationalists, and we come back from the dead. And then to see the hordes of people brainwashed and serving this evil system, getting away with all the crimes and the censorship and the bullying, it makes me angry. And then I think about where they're going to go if we don't stand up to them and do the right thing. And it just really upsets me. And I'm not whining. I'm not a victim. Like Tommy Robinson says, I'm a target. Because I've changed the world. Our audience has changed the world. Our guests have changed the world. We're really doing the right thing. We're effective. It's why we're under attack. But they have come after me in ways on air and off air that people could not imagine, which only illustrated I was right about how bad these people were. And so instead of making me not support America and not support free market and not support Jesus Christ and not support freedom and the Second Amendment, instead it makes it so much more valuable that I can't stand it. I dream about freedom. I dream about what we can do. I dream about defeating the globalist. And so now I'm so awake and so on fire that it juxtaposes when I look at the slaves mindlessly serving the system, and I see how ridiculous our enemies are, Hillary and Pelosi and Michael Moore and the globalists, and I see the dirty tricks they're involved in, and it just drives me over the edge to myself to sit here and say, you know, we've been too nice. And it unlocks parts of my brain that I don't like being unlocked, because I always go with my instincts, my gut, my spirit, and now I see God giving people a choice all over the world before real evil comes into the world. And then that means we cannot, just like I've never stood down before, we can't stand down to the next level, Roger. We're entering a very dangerous level where I just don't think the average person, in fact, the average person kissing the ass of tyranny, the average person bowing to corruption because they want things to be the status quo, there won't be a status quo anymore, period, folks. That's all gone. So do you want to have a quick fight and win, have a better future? Won't be a utopia, but it'll be a better future with other challenges humans have together? Or will it be we go into some really bad territory and God really flips the switches and the big sleeping giant pops up, which scares the hell out of me? Let me tell you. I'm not scared of the globalists, their minions. I'm scared of what God does if we don't do the right thing now. And Mike Adams wrote a powerful article for InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com. Everybody should read. Win or lose, it's time for America to push back against the incivility, lawlessness, and fraud of the political left. But it goes beyond that. They're literally on the payroll of the communist Chinese. They're literally trying to break up our families. They're literally trying to bring us down to conquer us. And so I want that. I don't know how to make that choice totally clear to everybody, Mike Adams.
Well, it's great to join both of you. And I was listening to Roger Stone in the previous segment, and he nailed it, that if we had fair and free elections, there's no question that the GOP would win this and hold the House by a large margin. But as you both warned, we don't have fair and free elections right now because of the massive election meddling of the tech giants. Their selective, targeted censorship of conservative voices denies our constitutional republic one of the basic tenets of any democracy, which is the ability to engage in public debate and conversation. And because of that targeted censorship, I believe that no matter what happens in this election, whether the GOP holds the House or not, there needs to be a Department of Justice criminal investigation into massive election meddling on the part of the tech giants that would dwarf any claim of Russia meddling. What was it, $100,000 worth of ads or $160,000? I think the tech giants have committed maybe $500 billion worth of election meddling and fraud over the last 2 years. And when you combine that with the media, the fake news media, the fake lies about Russia collusion, the fabricated sources that they use to try to smear President Trump, the 92% negative coverage of conservatives, you combine all of that, plus the election fraud, dead people voting and so on,
total,
non-citizens
total
voting.
Election, and I'm going to have you take back over and then Roger, and you're going to take over for a full hour at the bottom of the hour. We're taking some calls, but that's it. You just crystallized when you said it. It's that they've already brought us into another level of warfare. We're already here, and all I'm saying is I'm not happy we're here, and I don't like the fact we're here, but everybody needs to know we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen, and they did it, and they've broken all the rules. They're going for broke, and they're engaged in total crime, and I am literally every minute feeling guilty at a cellular level, Mike Adams, that I'm not doing enough. I mean, I know you're in that same space. You're a successful engineer. You're just as big as InfoWars. You've done it by stealth with 300-plus sites. I mean, you're a smart guy, too. And I know you don't – I've seen you – I've known you 10, 12 years, or 15 years. You used to be a little more, you know, cloaked. You've uncloaked because you realize it isn't us that brought us here. They brought us here.
No, it's exactly right. Let me say this one other thing. What really disturbs me today is that all of these voting machine companies – use the same software, which is controlled by a British company, who are co-investors with George Soros.
Fact.
This puts Soros in charge of the election machinery without question. And that's why you're...
And we should have made a bigger deal about this.
We broke that story here on InfoWars. We talked about it extensively. We need a Justice Department that will follow up. That is not our job. Our job is to let the world know. And we've done a good job of it.
No, I agree.
You know, my background is software technology, and along with Roger's point there, all they need to do is steal 0.75% of the votes. It could be almost indiscernible by most people. They don't have to steal every vote. They only have to steal less than 1% and they can push this country to a Democrat control of the House.
Bottom line, even if we win, it's because of overwhelming landslide. We must go on the offense or be destroyed. That's what I want to announce. We must go on total offense. That means everybody, or we're done.
We have to overcome the massive fraud, possible black box voting, hacking. We saw that in Georgia. I believe there was an investigation yesterday announced that the Democrats in Georgia perhaps have been involved in cyber hacking. There, we know it goes on nationwide. We know that the DOJ has put monitors in, I think, dozens of states across America.
They claim to stop the Russians, as if the Russians have any skill at hacking our elections like the Democrats.
Also, I'm not sure you're going to see much at the polling place. You'll see some, but the larger fraud, Mike, I think, is being done electronically.
Well, it's done early voting, too.
Yeah, and in early voting, which is uncontrollable, and in absentee ballot, which is much harder to control. But the odds of our getting an honest count tonight are very slim.
Yeah, well, the thing to watch for, I think, is when races are very, very close, watch at the last hour the Democrats will discover, oh, here's 500 more votes from mail-in ballots. It always happens in
those key
races.
Counties. Yeah, and they're like, or those counties were 100% report. Oh, 100% voted. Oh, yeah.
I'm worried about the precincts where there's 267 people registered and 496 people voted. And you're going to see that tonight, I guarantee it.
And see, here's the thing. I couldn't cheat, even though I could look at dead people, you know, go in and vote in their name. I just, at a certain point, is that like, am I bad that I won't cheat? Mike?
Well, no, of course not. I mean, we are the party of morality and ethics and honesty. The Democrats have proven that they have no boundaries, no rules, no ethics, no morality. They will cheat. They will lie. They'll deceive. They'll commit fraud. See, their slogan is to win by any means necessary. They throw all the laws of civility and due process out the window. This is really
what Pelosi just said. She said, go high, go low, just win.
And that's exactly it. And we cannot sustain ourselves as a society. We cannot coexist if half the country, the Democrats,
well, that's my question. Don't they get,
abide by basic rules?
They've taken our kindness for weakness, that once they remove the civility, that in a real barbarous world, what we'll do to them. And I'm not trying to act up, but give me a break. I mean, literally, these people are a joke.
Yeah, they obviously do not want this to ever go kinetic. They would lose that. So they're trying to lose through fraud, election fraud, and censorship. And they may very well pull it off. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm not as optimistic now as I was about the 2016 election. So we'll see.
Well, I respect both you guys. I know we're legitimately going to win, but it may be stolen. We'll know soon. My God, 24-hour, 34-hour coverage. I promise we come back from this break. We're going right to your calls. And I'm going to take a break for a little while with Roger, and we'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mike Adams is about to take over. We're taking your phone calls. Roger Stone is co-hosting with us. And we're going right through till the election tonight. Infowars.com/show. Don't forget the power of you on radio and TV. However you're listening, however you're watching, telling folks, go to Infowars.com/show and share that link. Local radio stations, share their links. Local TV stations, share their links. I want to go back to phone calls and Mike Adams, and he's taking over. And we'll have open phones throughout the night. But, so Mike will be taking your calls as well that are on hold. But you were getting into election night, and I don't want to say I was prophetic, but I knew it was coming.
No, you go back and look at, and there's a bite of this in the film Get Me Roger Stone on Netflix, where Alex, everybody here was high-fiving each other. It was a very exciting night, and you were grim. And I said, what's the matter? And you said, you don't understand. The fight has just begun. This is not the beginning. This is just the beginning. They're going to come after us. And they have. This has been an unprecedented, racketeering, collusive effort to shut InfoWars down, to just snuff us like that. Along with the effort that you can read about in the mainstream media, which is now a tsunami of fake news. I had three reporters call within the last 2 days. We hear there is a sealed indictment of you. There is no sealed indictment of me, but that's how they play it. It's illegal,
by the
way.
So it just shows they have successfully gotten the corporate media to be soulless. They have converted the Democratic Party into an anti-American cult, and the war has just begun, ladies and gentlemen. And imagine if we win tonight, I expect they go even more insane. Mike Adams, what do you think if we win tonight?
You're absolutely right. I was just going to make that very point, that the globalists will then consider the United States to be a rogue sovereign nation. And they will pull out all the stops. They will actually consider it to be an enemy nation of the globalist United Nations cabal of, the political elite. So I would expect banking attacks coordinated through the European Union. I would expect trade war attacks that go beyond anything we've ever seen. But also, of course, political assassinations. And I think those assassinations will not only target the president, and he will be very difficult for them to assassinate. Let's hope they fail, of course. But they will attempt to assassinate GOP senators. Who, as we have seen over the last couple of years, are very vulnerable. Rand Paul was at that baseball or softball game where a left-wing radical shot Steve Scalise.
And then his front yard.
Representative Scalise. Absolutely. He was attacked in his front yard. We've seen Ted Cruz, for example, hounded in public at restaurants. And, sadly, it's going to take a lot of additional security for all these GOP senators to protect themselves from the left-wing lunatic mob that I think will rise up no matter if they win or lose the election. I mean, think about, if they lose, they go insane because they think they have no political power. If they win, they're emboldened by their rage. So I think the left becomes more violent either way.
That's right. America got overrun. We're going to have to deal with it. But just admitting it's the key. Christina in Texas, you're on the air with Mike Adams, Roger Stone, live InfoWars election coverage.
Yeah, this is Christian Peters. Can you
hear
me?
I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Christian, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for the call, Alex and Roger. Just talk about the polls. I did go to the polls this morning. Everything seemed to be fine there as far as where I'm at in Houston, in the southeast part, Clear Lake. I'd say with the number of state legislatures that are red, and the reason I'm looking at the state legislatures is kind of related to the 17th Amendment, which not a lot of people seem to talk about the 17th Amendment and why we actually vote for senators. I know it was on your show once.
Back then, the 17th Amendment until 1913, same time they got the IRS, the Federal Reserve Act, they got rid of legislators, they would vote and bring the senator in to D.C. so that states had control over one house of the national government. That way you had true division of powers. Yes.
That's exactly it. And now, you know, at least in the state of Texas, I know the first caller was talking about doing a straight ticket. And I talked to my brother about this. I said, man, don't vote straight ticket, because he lives in Harris County as well. and the land commissioner, which is in Texas on the ballot, which is George P. Bush. It's Jeb Bush's son.
No, I understand. We need to vote against globalist Republicans, absolutely, if a Democrat is better. That's rare, but then you can argue, well, maybe have some of the other Republicans in there, because maybe the other Republicans will make them vote with the party. That's a complex issue. I appreciate your call. And we're going to put a cough button in on Roger's microphone during the break. It's going to happen. It's been 5 years. I've asked for it, but it's going to happen today, I was told. Roger, what's your take on that?
No, I think he made a very good point. Look, George P. Bush was supposed to have a more vigorous Republican primary here in Texas, and that did not pan out. In fact, a colossal record of corruption in his office and incompetence. How do you screw up the Alamo? It's an icon. Yet he handily, because of huge funding advantages, won the Republican primary here. If I lived in Texas, I wouldn't be voting for him.
All right. Owen Schroyer is going to pop in with a big update at the start of the next segment after Roger leaves. Just like I said, I'm riding shotgun, then Michael host by himself into the next hour for 30 minutes, and Roger Stone's back. We're going to go back to phone calls here in just a moment. Let's talk to John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. It's first time calling in, of course, and then I definitely appreciate all you've done for the liberty movement and everything.
Well, I don't want a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles out with a Chi-Com to run my life, so I'm just doing this as survival, but thanks.
Yes, and it's great to have Roger there and Mike. I follow Natural News, a lot of good information on there. But what I wanted to talk about is going forward with the Trump agenda, instead of going backward and fighting all these small battles. Once, even if the outcome doesn't really go our way, if we could go forward with the wall, free trade, and just keep, continue just rolling forward instead of letting them hang us up, because right now we're kind of caught in the barbed wire, it seems like.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. You got a bunch of knock-kneed Republicans that still care what corporate media says and still are afraid of it. We should have gone after them on censorship. We should have already gotten rid of this fake FBI investigation. So Trump gets an A-plus on the economy and America first, but you know, he's drawing from the swamp, Roger.
Totally agree. We're at the cusp of greatness, and the president's agenda can revive and save this country. But the people around him, some of the people around him, and people in his own government are undermining that agenda even as we speak. Even if you read that book, Fire and Fury, it is very clear that you had White House officials on the record with that author saying, oh, yeah, I removed that document from the president's desk that he ordered me to have drafted so he wouldn't sign it, and I was just hoping he would forget about it.
It's total obstruction of the law and of the president and of the voter. That's what this all is a giant criminal mutiny of the intelligence agencies, a large part of them, that sold out to foreign interests. I mean, we have been so damn far sold out. They were so confident they can't believe a president that's loyal got in. But he's not God. He can't do it all.
Yeah, I definitely hope they definitely follow the money even after this election and find out what was actually going on and where the voting was skewed.
Listen, I appreciate your call. We got to jump to break. Listen, we have to go after the meddling in the election, the Federal Elections Commission violations, the foreign meddling that's public, and the massive discrimination against conservatives and nationalists and others. Roger, you're back in an hour. You're going to be back in an hour, and then we're going to have Mike Adams and myself and more calls coming up, and then we're going to be hosting right through the night. You and I will be there just like 2 years ago with others to see what these results are this evening at InfoWars.com during the live coverage.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams is riding shotgun with me. I'm going to let him take over and continue taking your calls. He's going to go solo for a little bit in the next hour, then Roger Stone's coming back in, and then I'm coming back in, and then everybody from Mike Cernovich to you name it's going to be hosting tonight. I'll be back 7 o'clock right through to 2, 3 a.m., you name it. Taking your phone calls, playing clips, covering the latest news. Got a bunch of speeches we haven't played. Limbaugh, Hannity. There's so much to get to here. And, of course, your phone calls. Please don't forget. When I get up here and I say, spread the word about our local radio stations, spread the word about our TV stations, or we'll be shut down. That's totally true. And, again, you don't see Soros and Hillary and the UN and the IMF and the World Bank and the leftist-controlled CIA trying to take out other people because they're not effective. They're trying to take us out. So when you share the links at Infowars.com/show or the feeds that are on Infowars with the words live election coverage, watch the censored live feed. That's on the front page of Infowars.com. When you do that or share it from NewsWars.com, that's not censored and blocked as much. It changes the world. I know most of you know that. You're sick of hearing it. I'm just saying people actually take action. There's millennials and trendies and leftists, you know, they virtue signal. They say they're going to do something, but they don't do it. But when you do it, it crushes the enemy and overrides everything they're doing. And that's all I want to do is beat them. That's all I want to do. I'll give my name, my treasure, my life, whatever. These people are scum. They have to be beaten. And separately, when you get products at InfoWarsStore.com, especially our supplements that are amongst the best out there, and when you get T-shirts, it helps spread the word and funds our operation, or books or videos or Alexa Pure Water Filtration that's 47% off. They never do that. It's a huge sale. That makes this broadcast possible. It's the 67% off blowout sale. Some items are up to 67% off. That is a lost leader on the high-quality colloidal silver. Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality. Last Run, Cold Press, Super High-Quality Herbs, Vitality, Libido Energy. It's just very hard to source, very expensive to get, so we're just discontinuing it because it's been a bestseller, but too big a hassle. That's 57% off. Brain Force Plus, the amazing number one bestseller we have. 50% off plus free shipping. Whole store is free shipping. Survival Shield X3, the ultimate iodine. 50% off with free shipping. Alexa Pure Pro, $127, 49% off plus free shipping store wide. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, Mike, I've been ranting here with myself and, of course, Roger Stone. I want to take a few calls before you take over here, and I appreciate you joining us. You'll be back tonight as well at 6:15 Central, so we appreciate what you're doing at naturalnews.com. Front and center, I think what you're saying and what you wrote about is absolutely central. When you texted me this weekend with what you were writing about, it was exactly what I was thinking at the time, that win the election, but if we put up the censorship and tyranny, we lose. Lose the election, we put up with it, we lose. If we stay focused and know just how criminal the Democrats are, they really are an outside America-hating power of collaborators, we win. If we realize what we're up against, we win. If we don't and just consider this like business as usual, we're done.
We have to push back regardless of the outcome. And what's become abundantly clear, and by the way, you can interrupt me with callers at any time. I'm happy to take calls, too. But what's become so clear now is that the way Democrats are operating in this society, lawless, they hate America. They do not honor due process. They falsely smear people like Kavanaugh and Trump and others. That operation mode that they're in is incompatible with civil society. And we have to push back against that. We have to reclaim civil society, the rule of law, due process, protecting your borders. America as a nation has a right to exist. It has a right to protect its borders. And anyone who doesn't recognize that, frankly, you know, doesn't really deserve to be recognized as an American, because they don't honor the nation state as something that can exist. And, but it's funny, these same people say Canada has a right to exist, or Japan has a right to exist, or the UK has a right to exist, but not America. Well, that's, I'm sorry, we don't accept that anymore. We're going to push back against that,
that's
no
right.
matter what happens in this election.
Their fundamental litmus test in the Democratic Party and the globalist system is America's bad and can't exist. It's incredible. I want to bring Owen Schroyer in, who'll be hosting coming up at 3 o'clock Central and throughout the night with myself and you and others in a roundtable discussion. Owen just went out and voted and saw some bizarre stuff here in the ATX in Austin. What'd you see?
Yeah, Alex, this is pretty incredible. I'm actually stunned. So I go to vote here in Austin, and not only are there people campaigning for Democrats, handing out Democrat pamphlets, you know, telling you to vote Democrat, et cetera, wearing Beto pins and shirts and stuff. Actual Democrat candidates, Amit Motarwi, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, and then Pio Renteria, they're both running here locally in Austin. They are out there campaigning, literally, to the people in line. Now, I'm almost positive that they are breaking the law, which is you are not allowed to campaign within 100 feet of a polling place. That's electioneering law. 100 feet of a polling place, you cannot campaign. I have them Alex, this is, honestly, I can't even believe this. I have them on film, handing me Democrat paraphernalia, telling me who to vote. It's all Democrat. They're handing it to me. I have it on film. Now, I just got back to the polling place. It took me almost 2 hours to vote today, but that's an infrastructure problem we can talk about on a later date. I just got back to the polling place right now, Alex. I have a tape measure. Now, I also spoke to a lady out here who's just out here independently who claims that she's out here to maintain the integrity of these elections, you know, stop voter intimidation or anything. And I asked her, I was like, has anyone done the measurements of 100 feet to mark off where you can campaign here? And she said, no, that's on the people inside. So they didn't even follow the law of marking off the 100 feet mark where you can campaign. But then furthermore, again, I have actual Democrats, Pio Renteria and Amit Mutawi. Again, I may be pronouncing the name wrong, but Amit, A-M-I-T Mutawi, campaigning to people who are waiting in line to vote. I've never
sure,
seen
so you
anything
need, you
like
need to get back after you're done shooting a report and just a headline video, Democrats campaign at Austin polls, and then it's done right there. But, yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be, I think, from the corner of the property, actually, the way the state law works. Hell, we show up just to vote, and Democrats run up and say, hey, you can't be here. You know, we're having an election. I'm like, no, I'm here to vote. So I'm going to be coming to vote as well here in the next hour, Owen. So maybe I should link up with you, and we can witness all of that. Other points, Owen?
Well, just to kind of give everybody context here, there was no conservative or Republican or anybody canvassing or campaigning out here. It was all Democrats, volunteers, all wearing Democrat paraphernalia. For a little bit of an exit polling, if you will, I wasn't really talking to people, but I kind of got a vibe. There were quite a few people that actually recognized me. It was kind of the you don't talk about Fight Club thing. They just kind of gave me a wink and a nod, hit me with the A-OK sign. So, you know, it's kind of, you don't talk about Fight Club. And just in general, I don't think conservatives like coming out during the election process. And
yeah, the point is, it doesn't appear Republicans are violating state laws on voting and federal laws. Well, we're going to follow all this, Owen. You'll be back at 3 o'clock Central here taking over the helm of our live continual election coverage, Owen.
That's right, Alex. I'm going to measure this out right now. We're going to do it on film. We're going to have all the video ready to go. Project Veritas is monitoring this as well.
All right, great job. And we'll have all of that and all the clips, because I tend to dominate coverage here, and so do our other guests and things. We got a lot of clips, a lot of things happening. We'll start working the news in. I'm going to be here some in between voting to make sure we get all that stuff on air with the production here. Go ahead, Mike Adams. You're going to take over the end of the hour, the next 30 minutes. You're back at 6:15 Central tonight. And we'll be right back on the other side, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, NaturalNews.com, doing a great job. Whatever you do as citizens, don't just send us the footage. Do that, too. Get it uploaded to YouTube. Call the local news. Call the local police. If you see something you think is illegal, say, hey, this looks like it's violating the law. This is going on. Get it out. We'll have the latest on DrudgeReport.com as well. Drudge always has big breaking stuff. And let me tell you, my team is back there. They are on the latest breaking stuff, like laser beams, just with all the clips and you know, all the latest information. We're going to have a lot of news tonight, obviously, as it all unfolds. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link. It's verboten because it loves America and it loves victory and it loves success. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, the Health Ranger, with Mike Adams.
First thing you do when you get up out of bed.
Wow, that's a new intro right there. Thanks for joining us today. This is Mike Adams with the Alex Jones Show on this historic day, midterm elections 2018. We're going to go to your calls and do some rapid-fire calls. I'm going to try to say no more than 2 minutes per caller. So callers, get ready. I've got the list in front of me here. Get ready. Get to your point, and you can be critical of our coverage as well. You don't have to agree with everything we've said. We'd love to hear different points of view. So let's go to Willie from Arizona, has been holding a while. We've got comments about the midterms. Go ahead, Willie, you're live.
Get the DOJ to do the job that they're supposed to do and that they're promising to do, and that's to watch carefully for voter fraud. But here,
well,
in
absolutely.
Arizona, we've already had strong numbers coming in on early voting, and hopefully we're going to retain a full red and we're going to be able to keep the seat that's...
You're cutting out there.
Snowflake replaced.
Good points, Willie. Sorry, you were cutting out a little bit, but I got the main point there. Yes, the DOJ should be sure to stop fraud. However, as Roger Stone pointed out in the last segment, a lot of that fraud may take place behind the scenes, not even at the vote casting, but it could be in the voting machines, the black box voting. So, but good points you made. Let's go to Aaron in Colorado, voting red, reporting from a blue state. What's happening in the blue state there, Aaron?
Health Ranger, thanks for having me on. I just want to thank InfoWars. They sent me Christmas presents last year. We're here in the blue state, voting red. My aunt was a senator. She served as a Democrat here in the great state of Colorado. She warned us of everything that was to come. Sadly, she's passed, but she warned us, kids, and we're ready to vote red. I'm a walk away, and I'm on the Trump train.
Well, what are you seeing there, Aaron? You're in a blue state. When you voted, have you voted today already?
Yes, sir, I did. Just come back from the... some people saw my Trump stickers, InfoWars sticker in my car. I got flipped off. I was sworn. The people, some lady cursed at me, and she called me a demon. I said, well, you have the language of a demon. And I called her an old snot. I didn't want to use bad language.
Yeah.
And
okay, yeah. Well, that's... Well, thanks for the report there, Aaron. Sorry to interrupt you there. There's a little bit of delay because I'm joining remotely as well. But a great point. It's interesting that even in blue states where maybe the Democrats have a majority, they're still pretty nasty towards someone who is an InfoWars supporter or a Trump supporter. Let's go to Brian in Michigan. I see you've got maybe comments about CNN or Russiagate, but it's the floor is yours, Brian. You're live with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. I uploaded this on Real.Video. It regards exiled Russian oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky and his connection through the Atlantic Council to his proxy, Michael Weiss, who does puff pieces at CNN, the New York Times, for Bill Browder and all these crooks. And my point is that they are the Russian bots that they accuse us of being. Like, they literally work for Russian oligarchs.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, the Russia collusion hoax, of course, was to cover up the actual Russia collusion being done by the globalists and the Democrat Party. You're absolutely right about that. And by the way, Real.Video is now Brighteon.com, and we did receive a takedown notice from the Bill Browder, I guess it was a hedge fund law firm, and they jumped on a video that someone posted there, and that was the most aggressive action that we ever saw. So I know that what you're talking about, there's something to it. People need to keep digging. Any other comments?
Yep. Here in Michigan, I voted for my boy, John James. If you're in Michigan, you should vote for John James. And proposal one, you should vote yes to legalize marijuana and regulate it like alcohol in Michigan. We definitely need that. So I voted for that.
All right. Thank you, Brian, in Michigan. Good point there as well. Also, just a note for California voters. You know, there's a race there where we can defeat Richard Pan. He's the Monsanto puppet and the vaccine zealot. He's running for state Senate District 6. It's the state Senate of California, not the national, not the federal senator. And what you can do is you can vote for independent Eric Frame. Eric Frame is the one who's got a chance to beat Richard Pan. So if you're listening in California, be sure to vote for Eric Frame and help defeat Richard Pan. Let's go to Matthew in Arizona. Matthew, you are live with Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you, Mike. All right, so I just wanted to say I'm part of the whole getting hit with the YouTube censorship, just as well as all conservatives. And we have Obama crime. Like, the new channel I got is called Snafu Snaps. And snafu means situation normal, all effed up. It's a World War II term. And my question for you, Mike, is right now, I live in Arizona. Immigration was a top key talk for this election. My question is we know with the Uranium One and all the corruption with Hillary Clinton and all the just the crimes that are going on, the severity of the crimes, we've talked, I remember you putting out something about like tribunals, a former martial law, and him controlling mainstream media. My question to you is, do you think if this caravan, once it starts getting to the border here where I'm at in Arizona, at that point, can Trump declare a national emergency, and can he go into a form of martial law, and these tribunals could start, and we could actually really hit the issues, because there's no way we're going to hit this corruption without a big move.
Well, great question, Matthew. Thank you for asking. The caravan issue, of course, is separate from the deep state criminality and treason within the United States that's been taking place for the last 2 years. Trump has already declared a national emergency, by the way, due to the caravan approaching. And he has ordered troops to deploy on the border to assist law enforcement there. Of course, there's posse comitatus that he must be careful to avoid violating, so I don't expect troops to be deployed in the United States. We wouldn't want that anyway. But depending on the scenario that unfolds, especially if the Republicans hold the House and the Democrats go insane and start committing mass arson and bombing government buildings and you know, shooting people in the streets, that I would strongly expect to see National Guard troops deployed to assist law enforcement in domestic America. Even on that note, remember that National Guard troops cannot arrest citizens. They do not have arrest power. They have logistics support power. So the arrest must still come from local law enforcement, police, sheriff's deputies. So keep that in mind. We're not going to see tanks in the streets, and we don't want tanks in the streets. But we may see people like you and myself and others calling for National Guard to come in and restore order after civil unrest and mass chaos by the left, depending on what happens in this election. So I hope that's a reasonable explanation there for you. Thank you for your call. I want to go to Patrick in California. The note here says you're wondering why InfoWars is being so negative about the outcome of this election. So, Patrick, this is Mike Adams here. I appreciate you joining us. I'm very interested to hear your question and comments, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for everything you do with National News and Brighton, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a huge supporter of InfoWars. I bought thousands of dollars of product, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I'm calling from San Jose, California. And, you know, this is the belly of the beast as far as lunatic socialism is concerned. And I don't understand why we're not getting a more positive message from InfoWars and the entire staff. We should be exhorted to go out and vote. We have to overwhelm the enemy because we know they're going to lie, cheat, and steal and do anything they can to gain power. We have to overwhelm the enemy forces, and the way to do that politically and peacefully is by getting everyone out to vote. Instead of hearing Roger Stone, oh, well, you know, I'm really pessimistic, and you know, maybe maybe we won't.
Patrick, just to reply to you there, I agree with your assessment that we need to get everybody out to vote, and we have to rally all the troops to get out there. Absolutely. I think that what's happening here, and I really concur with Roger's opinion, is that there's the uncertainty spread is pretty wide right now because of the incredible amount of fraud, voter fraud, censorship fraud, election meddling by the left. That's what's different. If I could add this, too, and then I'll ask for your comment. In 2016, the Democrats were largely asleep because they thought they had it in the bag. I don't think the Democrats are making that same mistake this year. So they have a massive turnout, but so do the Republicans. So the uncertainty, I think, is higher. Does that resonate at all, Patrick? What are your comments?
Yes, I agree with you. There is greater uncertainty, and that's specifically because of the conspiracy with the tech giants to suppress the vote. This Russian meddling BS is just that. We have the enemy within who is conspiring to deprive us of our rights under Title 18, but the way to combat that, if the DOJ is not going to do it, which clearly they're not, the way to combat that is for Roger Stone to not be negative and be pessimistic and try to maintain this character of being a political pundit, blah, 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 blah.
We're going to break here, Patrick. I'm sorry to interrupt. We're going to break. Your comments are well taken. We all have a lot at stake, and we're trying to do the best job we can. And America can win this, and we're going to be here regardless of what happens. So stay with us at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.